Hey guys, welcome to Wildlings and Crows episode 10, Fire and Blood. It's the end of the season, Beppo.
Yay! We did it.
We did it. You and I, we did it together.
A whole season.
A whole season. And only 7, I think, more to go.
It took us like 5 months to do this one season.
I know.
Goodness.
We need to get better at watching it instead of just watching Friends in the Office over and over again. But it's so easy.
Yeah.
So, what in the episode do you want to talk about? What do you have in your notebook?
Joffrey is a bitch. The episode started off with where we left off last time, which was really upsetting. I don't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting that. I thought we were going to be like...
a little bit of a time jump?
Yeah, something. But it was right... It was right there.
Here's his bloody blood.
Well, and then Joffrey was being a bitch to Sansa, too. She was just kind of there. And he's like, oh, I still have to fucking marry you. So, come with me.
I want to show you your fucking dad's head.
Mm-hmm.
Ned's head.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And then she's like, how long do I have to look at this for? And he's like, however fucking long I want you to.
Until it pleases me.
Gross asshole.
And she fucking, like, grew up hair for a second because she's like, when he's like, I'll bring you your brother's head. And she's like, maybe he'll bring me yours.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't fucking die on the spot for that fucking comment.
I know. He was like, I'm not supposed to hit you, so I'm going to have this other guy hit you.
Something I have written here is we get reintroduced to Rickon and Shaggy Dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot who that was for a second, too. I was like, what the fuck kind of dog is this?
Who's this fucking kid?
I was like, why does he live in a cave?
I also have... written down Kat and Rob's reaction to Ned's death.
Mm-hmm.
How she's kind of all calm walking past all the soldiers, and the moment she's alone, she breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
And she hears her son, and then she has to fucking like put it all in a bottle again and go comfort him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Classic mom.
Yeah, right. She's a badass bitch.
She's a badass bitch. Go Kat. Go Kat.
Go Kat. And then everybody in Rob's army was like, you're the king of the north. Mm-hmm. King of the North.
King of the North.
So that was cool.
Because mm-hmm. they were originally going to team up with one of King Robert's brothers, but none of them are loyal to those guys, even mm-hmm. though that was Rob's plan.
Yeah.
They're like, no, fuck your plan. We like you. But do as I say. But then he was like, all right, I can dig it.
Hell yeah. He's like, I'm the King of the North.
Me?
Praise me.
And then immediately after that, I have written, Jaime gets whacked.
Oh, hell yeah. I put Lady Stark fucking smacking Jaime with a rock. I loved that.
It's pretty good.
I mean, I didn't...
because he was being such a dick.
Yeah, but it wasn't really satisfying because he was like, hit me again. And mm-hmm. I was like, it's not fun now.
Yeah, it's not fun if you like it.
And then my next note is Dad with the power moves. How Tyrion, like, reaches for the glass or whatever, mm-hmm. and he's like, no. And then he pours it for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he called Tyrion his son.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell? Which, that is awesome.
Yeah, and I even wrote that down in quotes in my notebook. Like, you're my son. I'm like, you've never fucking called him that. And even Tyrion's face was like, what the fuck did you just call me?
I have a dad.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy Tywin. Yeah, so fucking Daenerys basically gets two deaths this episode.
Mm.
Or at least her, like, group.
Yeah. So, because she got carried into the tent, it killed... well, but not really. No, never mind. Because they said that when they pulled out the baby monster thing, it had worms in it.
Yeah.
It was already full of worms.
Yeah, like, it was gonna die.
It was already dead.
In my notes, I wrote Drogo a veggie. Which is probably offensive, but yeah, I'm not gonna cut it out.
You're so insensitive. And then her dragon baby died. Because I guess, I'm assuming it was supposed to be like a dragon, what they were explaining. Because they were like, it had scales and wings and
mm-hmm.
whatever. Which I was like, what? How the fuck? I don't understand.
And then I wrote down witch a bitch. Because that was her plan all along.
Witch a bitch.
Witch a bitch. Like, I get where she's coming from, but kind of a dick move.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't save me. 3 men raped me before you got there. How's that her fault?
Right.
She stopped when she got there. Why'd you have to kill the baby and Drogo?
Well, Danny kind of killed him.
Yeah.
I was so confused about what she was saying, too. Mm-hmm. And I hated every time she kissed him. And then she just did it. She just suffocated him. Yeah, did
some pillow talk.
Yeah. I did not expect that. I was like, no, she'll never let him die.
What a sad ending for Drogo, the mighty warrior.
Mm-hmm.
So we lost, like, two leaders in the past two episodes. Mm-hmm. Ned, the king, and Drogo, so three.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Damn.
They're dropping like flies.
It happened so fast.
And then I also wrote down that Tyrion is going to take Shay, even though his dad told him not to.
He kind of originally was like, not taking you, because my dad said no. And then she's like, what the fuck? Are you ashamed of me or whatever?
Did he say my name specifically?
Yeah.
Which I kind of get. Like, yeah, does he know who she is?
Because,
like, he just said whore, didn't say her name. So, I'm not a whore, I'm Shay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But while we were watching, you had an interesting theory. Do you want to bring it up?
I think maybe that Shay is, like, Tyrion's first wife, where, like, dad kind of set them up as, like, a test.
Which I thought was very interesting, so I made you write that down so we could talk about it. Do you have anything else to touch about with that? Like, why he would do that, or what the plan is?
I don't know, because he was like, you go be the king's hand, but don't take that girl.
Whore.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of a test, like, can you actually be my son? Can you actually listen to what I say?
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see how that plays out, to see if you're right or wrong.
Well, I feel like you're making a big deal out of it, so I feel like I'm right.
Well, it's like the idea that, not the idea, I like the fact that you had a theory, so I just wanted to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. They said winter is coming once in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
No porking.
No porking.
But there's a lot of implied porking.
There was implied porking.
Mm-hmm.
With Cersei and King Robert's squire.
Mm-hmm. The old guy who pretends to be weaker than he is.
The maester, yeah. And that one lady.
Mm-hmm. Who I literally thought was Sansa. I was like, what?
Oh my
god.
They
got her to get naked.
She's not even 18 yet at time of filming.
Oh, I didn't know that. She looks like she's like 24.
And then the only other three things I have written down is, one of them is Arya and Gendry meet.
Yeah.
And she's now pretending to be a boy, so that no one tracks her down.
Uh-huh.
And she fucking threatened the big fat boy.
Oh, yeah.
I've already killed one fat boy.
I love that.
I like killing fat boys. I was like, oh, shit, Arya. Can you kill me?
Kill me, Arya!
Yeah, so they're all heading to the wall.
Mm-hmm. Jon Snow tried to run away.
Mm-hmm. But he came back.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really understand why Sam even opened the gates then, if he was like, you're not going to go, don't go.
Because he's a good friend. I'm doing it, but I don't like it, John. And then, yeah, after John comes back at the end of the episode for him, he, the Lord Commander, and a bunch of other Night's Watch members go beyond the wall. Because the Lord Commander's like, we don't worry about the war going on over there. We're worried about the war going on over here. And John's like, all right. And he fucking goes with him.
Mm-hmm.
And to go and try and track down his uncle.
Hmm? What was that?
To go and try and track down his uncle.
Oh.
And then the last thing I wrote down is dragons.
Dragons!
Dragons! Three of them.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I like how Danny was like, let's burn the witch. Mm-hmm. And then the witch is like, you're not gonna hear me scream or whatever. And Danny's like, well, I will, but that's not the point. And then you do. And yeah. I was like, damn.
2 seconds later, she's fucking screaming up a storm. And yeah, is that all of your bullet points?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, what do you think is going to happen next season? / what are you excited to see next season?
More dragons.
More dragons.
Dragons! I am excited to see what happens beyond the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond the wall.
Beyond the wall.
And I don't know. I guess I'm excited about Arya.
So yeah, her and a bunch of prisoners and Gendry are on their way to the wall. Because that's where criminals or people with nowhere else to go end up going.
Mm-hmm.
So they're on like this little convoy traveling thing with the guy that saved her to go to the wall.
So is she going to bump into Jon Snow?
Who's to know?
Well, because they're both going to be at the wall. I feel like it's not that big of a place.
It's true. It is not that big of a place. What else do you think might happen this season?
Well, I hope that Jaime dies. Mm-hmm. I hope they kill him. Like, I hope that somehow Sansa is able to, like, get away, and then they find out that Arya's not with them anyway.
So, and they're like, we don't need this token anymore.
Yeah. So then they're like, let's fucking kill him, because
fuck you, Jaime.
That would be really cool.
Little bitch. All right. So who was your favorite character based off this episode? Was it Hot Pie, the fat boy? that's his name, is Hot Pie. Oh, my God.
No, I think maybe Daenerys.
Daenerys?
Yeah.
She fucking owned it.
She had dragons.
Dragons!
Who's
your least favorite character based off the episode?
Joffrey? Always.
Who do you think deserves to sit on the throne?
Maybe Rob.
Rob? Mm-hmm. King of the North!
Mm-hmm.
And then, who do you think will die in the first episode of season 2?
Wow, does somebody really die in the first episode?
I think there's only 3 episodes in the whole show where someone doesn't die, and we've already passed one of them.
Is it like a main person?
I don't know. I don't remember what happens in the beginning of season 1. Season 2.
Maybe Sam. Yeah. Because they're finally going...
Beyond the wall.
They're seriously going beyond the wall, mm-hmm. though. Not just...
Yeah, not just to have a look-see. Like, they're, like, going looking for something.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. And Sam is John's best friend, and he's like, I brought you back to the wall because you're my brother.
Aww.
And John's like, yes, I love you, Sam. And then they kiss a little bit. But that's in the deleted scenes. Just a little bit of kissing.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Sam's a really nice character.
Mm-hmm. I can see him die.
When I close my eyes, I see him die.
Every episode, I think he's going to die. I'm, like, surprised that he's made it this long.
Just wait until I start... like, talking more about him. Like, man, you know, Sam's getting pretty good of a sword. Maybe he's not so bad after all. Oh, Sam. And yeah, now we're just excited for season 2.
Season 2!
What was your favorite part of season 1?
I don't know. Honestly, probably just seeing, like, any of the girl characters being badass.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when Arya does something badass, or, like, Daenerys, then I'm like, hell yeah!
Go, girls! Yeah, so that was the end of season 1 of Wildlings and Crows. We will see you very soon for season 2. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you for season 2. Bye.
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 Hey guys, so real quick, we just wanted to say a big thank you to our first Patreon donor, Cookie Kaiju.
Big fat thank you.
Big fat thank you.
Big fat thank you.
He donated $5, which gets him all of the behind the scenes footage of us actually watching the episode, so he can see us reacting in real time.
Yay.
Yay.
Have fun watching me cry.
Yeah, so we just want to say thank you. He paid the $5 for the Patreon level of House Greyjoy, which is Derpy Harry's family house.
Oh, Skeet.
Skeet, Skeet.
Derpy Harry. Love that kid.
But yeah, thank you so much, Cookie Kaiju, aka Chris.
Big fat thank you!
Big fat thank you! And yeah, bye!
Bye!